LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Oh, yes, it's Friday night. You know what that means, don't you? Anyone?
Born!
Masturbation.
Sticking in my ass. Sticking in my dirty little fucking ass.
I am so leaving the studio now. You two are sick. Alrighty, folks, ladies and gentlemen, wait, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday night.
I need a towel.
I need my last 4 minutes of my life back. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, you know what that means. It's time for the world's greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby. And I'm spanking it right now.
Apparently. Murphy was too, and that's why he had to leave the room. Here, let's better. Turn you on.
Oh, that feels so much better.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you have to do? Go adjust yourself?
I went outside and beat off on your car. Don't reach for the lock.
Thank God for automatic doors.
I just spanked this wagon.
Oh.
Bad joke.
That was really bad. Hey. All right, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
Big Daddy Decaf.
And our vagina is missing for the night.
Yeah, we're missing our pussy. Our pussy is out of... is she out of town?
No, she's working.
Oh, that sucks. That's too bad. All right, what's she working on?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to text her real quick. And
she's texting you real quick? Oh, here we go. Already beginning of the show, and he has a damn phone call. I mean, we're not... I'd like to think I was popular, but whatever this guy... whatever it is with this guy, every day during... every Friday... Yeah. What's the, you know, you're late every week, and we've just come to accept that, but I don't know if I could just accept a phone call every fucking week.
Shit, it's like, I think he's actually on the show for like an hour. I think he's on the phone for the other fucking hour of the
show. Yeah, that's exactly it. Maybe we need to pattern our breaks after his ringtones, you know? That way he thinks, if he thinks like the song and the music break is his ringtone, then he'll just stay on the show. All right, so Spankwagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net, if you've happened to us across any of our wonderful syndicates or podcasts or however you found us. Thank you for joining us. If you want to learn more about the site, and we actually like interaction with our listeners, so head over to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link. We've got the camera up and loaded right now. We'll just start that cycling. We also have the chat room open. If you go to spankwagon.net, click on cam and chat, brings open that chat room. We want to hear from you tonight, especially, and most definitely in the second hour, as we have probably the...
something very important.
Yeah, the most...
my balls hurt.
Great. We're starting out on that, aren't we?
My balls hurt. Leave me alone.
Stop teabagging my forehead.
Wait. Hold on. Let me get through this part. Everybody to go check out the chat room. If you're a computer elite, irc.slashnet.org, #LVRocks, because
pound.
That's
pound.
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 Pound it, baby.
Hello.
Oh, God, is it Quaalude time?
It's Quaalude time.
Tack Pepsi, we need you.
No, on second thought. Throat cleared up all of a sudden. Thank you. Damn. All right, so here's how this works, folks. We're here for the next 2 hours with a few intermissions, and we want to hear from you. You can give us a call. We'll open up the studio lines right now. You can give us a call at... it's toll-free. I almost gave the area code one. Toll-free, 1-866-587-6257. Again, that's 1-866-587-6257. We want to hear from you. We also have email, radio@spankwagon.net. Click on that, or send us a mail, I should say. Any way you want to communicate with us. We're fully open in here for you, especially...
Yeah, baby, after, we're fully open.
We're fully open, baby. especially after... if you keep touching your balls...
He is groping.
He's groping. Okay, what'd you do to your nuts?
I took a tape ball to the sack.
Why did you take a tape ball to your balls?
I was goofing. I'm chewing on a something here. I was goofing around.
Hey, wait. That's radio.
That's professional. So first he leaves on the phone call, then he's fucking chewing on the fucking mic.
Look, leave it to my ex-wife to realize that the best time to call me is at 5:59 and 28 seconds. No, I took a tape ball to the sack, about the size of a bowling ball. I wasn't paying attention, and I turned around just in time to have it hit me right in the nuts as they were trying to hit me in the ass with it.
Ka-ding!
So, yeah, my balls hurt.
So you were at work doing this?
Yeah.
Oh. And you went to your knees?
Oh, yeah. Crumpled up in a little ball.
And what did HR say?
They just sat there and laughed. Actually, they said, wear a cup.
Oh, you know what? That's the best HR ever, because now they're not going to be worried about like everybody going after each other. They're giving you safety advice. Wear a cup.
Exactly.
Hey, did our student engineer leave his phone in here?
Oh, no.
The studio engineer left his phone in here.
He did.
What's my phone.
Is that your phone?
Oh, is this your phone?
Yes, that's my phone.
Why do you got a white supremacist on your phone?
Wait.
Is that a Ku Klux Klan guy?
No,
god damn it, that's a stormtrooper.
Same thing, isn't it?
No, because stormtroopers are all Mexican. They're either Mexican or they're, they were from
Well, that, they
New
could
Zealand.
Be Mexican. That would explain why you get so many of them in one troop transport. 15 guys, one land speeder.
Hey.
That's all I got to say.
Move over, vato. Wait, you got to do it in...
Move over, vato. Yeah.
You got to, because they're all wearing...
Yeah, you got to do the... Move over, vato.
See, we can work on this.
There you go.
This bit may actually go beyond move over, vato, but...
Hey, man. You see no Jedis over there? Let's go there and take the ride.
Pinche putas, maricón. Oh, Jesus. Hey.
You ever seen a lowrider speeder bike?
Hey, wait, didn't Luke lower his sand speeder?
I think he did to get better traction.
Yeah, see, there you go. But he never took it over 30.
Yeah, you know the world would be a different place today if he had just been allowed to go to Tashi Station and pick up those power converters? So anyway, tell everyone why they want to hang around tonight.
Oh, probably one of the world's greatest things ever.
Boobies are coming into the studio.
Boobies are coming into the studio. That's always worthwhile. Actually, we're going to find out.
What time?
Soon enough.
Soon enough.
Soon
Thank
enough.
You.
Yep. Nice heavy hangers. We're going to find out how last week's contest went.
Yep, with Josh and Diana, how their date went. Yeah. Diana's here in studio, and I specifically instructed her to wear a low-cut top.
Okay, you going to ask her to see her boobs?
Birds fly? Do bears shit in the woods?
Is grass green?
Does decaf like watermelon? Come on.
All right. So we're going to find out how the date went. We're also going to talk about... Well, we're going to kind of get in a little more of a geek mode tonight. We're going to talk about the Dig meltdown that happened earlier this week. We're going to talk about... And just kind of general user-submitted sites such as Dig. We're going to talk about CRB, the Copyright Royalty Board, and kind of news and updates. Kind of old news, but last week's show was kind of dominated by some chicks. And can we talk bad about those chicks? Can we talk bad about those chicks?
We can. Yeah, we can. Also,
I'm sure they're all cool.
Oh, yeah. But there is one other thing, though, too, that we do need to talk about.
What's that?
Well, last night.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, Trench and I interviewed Stan Lee.
We did it. We actually did it.
Damn.
We stood... Face to face with Stan Lee. And if anybody out there has no clue who Stan Lee is...
Kill yourself now.
Please. Then go to Wikipedia or just do a Google search. You'll realize who this guy is the minute you do that. So needless to say, I think we're continuing with our Legends series here.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, and we talked to yet another legend, another living legend in a field of comic books.
Yep. The creator of Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, the Incredible Hulk, Iron Man. The list goes on and on.
X-Men. You know, this is the man who created Marvel Comics as we know him today. And last time, or in the past couple weeks, we had up on our forums and also on some of our syndicate forums, We asked for some questions, and you know what? We were actually able to get some fans, some of our listener questions out. So you're going to want to tune in. That'll be in the second hour for sure, where we'll play that. We also have an interview, granted, not a legend, but a man we're very thankful and grateful for.
Keep going.
Well, I was going to say you started mouthing something.
I forgot something, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, we don't have that on there?
No, I have. I didn't cut that one up.
Oh.
I just did the stand one.
Oh, see, I figured we'd have his as well.
No, because don't forget, we're also speaking to Ed Beezer tonight.
Oh, that's right. You forgot to remind me that one. Wow. And that's the t-shirt guy.
That's the t-shirt guy. This is a guy who owns a coffee shop up in Utah, and the Mormons are none too happy about the logo that he chose. So we'll have an interview with Ed, and that'll be a live interview, and we'll be doing that later on as well.
And that's a phoner?
Uh-huh, that's a phoner.
All right, so we'll deal with that a little later.
So we have 2-3 weeks of material? It's like, oh, we can't fit it all in one show and shit, well, you know what I'm saying?
We can't play music anymore. We got to fill this shit up somehow.
Yeah, we actually have to work. We can't just go, break time!
Time to go outside and try and convince the ladies that are here to take their tops off.
What I want to know, what can I say that is so offensive that I can finally get kicked off this show?
Why are you trying to get kicked
off
the show?
Why do you want kicked off the show?
Because I want to sue you for $6.6 million.
What?
That would be the Don Imus approach.
What?
Don Imus is suing CBS Radio.
$6 million.
Good for fucking
That's
him.
That's right. That's
Good
right.
for him.
He in no way, shape, or form violated his contract. He committed no malice, no foul. He did exactly what they've paid him to do, and they fired him for it. That sounds like a classic breach of contract to me.
Oh, that is beautiful. $6.6 million. Good. You know what? We've talked about this before. You know what? Nappy headed hoe time. Good.
Nappy headed hoe time. Nappy headed hoe time. Nappy headed hoe time.
Hey, yeah. Good for Don Imus. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that whole thing. It's a scam. It's It's a Jaime Town scam.
They probably told him to say it so they could cut him because they wanted to get rid of his show.
Don, wouldn't this be funny if you said this,
Don? Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You should listen and say this. All right. So
the other thing, too, I wanted to do. Can I do it real quick? It's just real simple.
Absolutely.
I just want to say thanks to my man, Decaf. He called me last week. Dude realized I've been having some problems and just wanted to see how I was doing. And it's not often you get a friend like that who'll break one out and just say, hey, man, how are you doing without expecting a hand job in return. So anyway, I just want to say thanks to my man Decaf for wanting to know how his brother's doing, and I'm just goods. Especially after that conversation we had. I had to get some things off my chest.
Oh dear. As long as I wasn't involved, I don't care.
Well.
Oh no.
Never mind.
What?
Those pictures, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, those are good ones.
Yeah,
too.
But I knew that he took those. Jesus Christ.
Why do you think I was posing?
Why do you think I was smiling? And you notice he never looked in the camera. I was like. Light into the camera.
I'm surprised he was able to get it all off the floor and hold it in his tongue.
I've worked in middle management so long, I can grovel and get anything. Come on, let's be honest. I'm middle management.
He likes bukkake.
I like bukkake!
Bukkake.
Bukkake!
Hey, we got to ask our guest in the studio out there if she likes bukkake. We'll see what happens.
Is she here?
Oh, she's here. Yeah, she's...
Well, fuck, why don't we just pull her down?
All right, hey, Diana, why don't you come on in?
Get her set up.
All right.
I didn't realize we had someone out in the green room.
What do you think I went out there for?
Sexy
white. A phone call.
Sexy. Woo. Whoa. Oh, my fucking Lord.
Low cut.
Nice glasses, too. You know, just. Holy I mean, shit,
easy. Bukkake, easy. You know? Easy.
It's the same.
No. Come on up
come
here.
Come on. Come on. We'll sit you up in the chair for
you
the night.
You can come up here and sit with the big boys.
Holy cow.
Those things look like they're trying to bust loose, don't
I know.
They?
Why are you all the way over there?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
A little breast adjustment there. That's always nice.
Now I have to adjust.
My balls still hurt. Do you want the headphones?
You're going to want to be able to hear. It's a good thing to hear.
Okay. There you go. And then this, just like the time you lost your virginity, you've got to get on it like it's a giant black cock.
Oh, that's easy to do.
You hear me? No. You hear? This one, is this it? You hear?
No. Dude, she can be a dirty girl. I have to tell you, she can be dirty.
Interesting. We'll have to exploit that.
So, bukkake, yes or no?
I'm sorry?
Bukkake with a cup of
yes
sake.
Or no?
You know what bukkake is?
I'm sorry.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
James, why don't you go ahead and explain to the lovely lady just exactly
explain.
What
bukkake
is.
Explain. Don't demonstrate. Explain.
All right. Bukkake is the form of when multiple men...
In the neighborhood of 20.
...ejaculate over a young lady's face, and she constantly swallows their sperm.
Or into a giant martini glass we've seen several times, and then she tries to drink the whole thing like a keg stand.
Just thinking about that makes me want to go vomit right now.
Ew. Okay,
and they constantly share with
that
friends.
Would be
a
no.
I can't even handle one, so.
Okay, Bukkake's a no. That's a definite problem.
What about snowballing?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you into snowballing, dude? That just...
Well, think about it. As much as he talks about, like, you know, cum.
Dude, once I give it to her, I don't want it back.
Yeah,
it's a donation, you know. It's not a loan. It's a donation. It's a charitable event.
So for those of you that weren't here last week or don't remember, this is Diana. She was the lucky lady who won the date with Josh.
Hello.
And she's looking a little apprehensive all of a sudden.
I know, totally. Well, you know, there's no backup and there's no high-maintenance chick sitting next to her. Oh.
Where did my ring go? It just disappeared.
Also, this is like a bad rape prevention video happening right here in front of her.
Oh, no.
Have you been with a black man before?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Let's hear the story.
Did he know about... Oh, wait, never mind.
So what happened? You guys dated, broke up, you liked him, he liked you?
Split you open and you just couldn't pay the medical bills anymore?
Yeah, right. It was just a casual thing for a couple months.
Casual. It must be a coworker.
No.
It was rent.
A coworker. Nope.
It was a rent.
Guy at the video store?
No.
Come on now. That would expect the gentleman to be holding a job.
He worked in the audio bay or the car bay at Best Buy.
So were you just trying to get the free install?
It worked.
Oh, nice.
More than one place, too. Huh?
So we're going to get Josh on the phone here in a little bit. Dinah, since we've got you in the studio, do you mind hanging out with us all night?
No, that's great.
Outstanding. So why don't you tell us?
I thought she was hanging out with us right now.
Guys, I have to tell you, though, holy.
You're a pervert,
cow.
And everybody appreciates that.
I know. I specifically asked her to wear something low cut. Did I not?
You did.
My
you
chin.
Did I?
Where's my chin?
Is this acceptable? I don't know.
Quite acceptable.
Is it too covered up?
No. It's far too covered up.
It's far too covered up.
I'm sorry.
Gentlemen, if I may.
Can we whip them out?
Can we see them?
Not right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you have any alcohol?
That's another
turn. Need a shot first.
Fortunately,
we're not allowed to have alcohol in the studio anymore.
We kind of had a problem with certain individuals with alcohol and Vicodin and the mess it left behind in the studio. So we kind of got banned for alcohol.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have alcohol in the studio anymore.
Let me go check my car. Nah.
I've never met a man who travels with Jack Daniels as much as this guy right
here.
Dude,
it's like
I think we need to become friends.
You know how pool pool cues go in that rack? You know, they get a little clip that holds the cues in and everything. Like, he has that for his bottles. Just click, 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 click.
Hey, Jack Daniels.
He just has a sliding door that's hidden in the trunk bar.
He uses this as an excuse to drive in the carpool lane.
Him and every wino friend he has. All right, so we're going to get to how the date went here in a little bit, and then... if you don't mind, a lot of geek talk tonight. So
great.
Cool. Axel.
What you going to talk about? You ain't going to talk
good
about
good looking
Harry Potter,
and geek?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Why did we give this to Josh?
Because we're both married.
Damn my bad luck.
My balls still hurt, by the way.
You think she gave the interview for the job?
Let me say something right now. Speak to Jesse, and Miss Diana is one of the people that are vying for her spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. So, okay. So, I guess this is a little bit of a practice. So,
okay.
Now, Jess did tell you that coming in topless is pretty much a requirement each week, right?
She did mention something, but I thought it was like a top.
Topless.
You know what?
I may have been confused. I'm a natural blonde, so.
If you don't want to come in topless, we understand. You just can't have no pants on.
Oh.
Yeah, the other requirement.
That's okay, because the counter's right here, so, you know.
Nice. Yeah, it's like a newsroom, you know?
Well, we do have the webcam stationed underneath the counter.
What?
So,
do that again.
Fantastic.
Oh,
look, James Zell got the better look than you did. So anyway, is that new cam software?
Yeah, no, actually all they did is change the resolution on the screen and cleaned it up.
Oh, nice,
I kid you not. One little change from 60 to 75 and everything looks better.
Hey, you know what? There is one thing I want to mention and
that was it.
Thank you. It's about the Stan Lee interview.
Yes.
And
wait. I got to ask this question. You're a girl, obviously.
Yes.
Do you know who Stan Lee is?
I have no idea.
That's three strikes.
Sorry.
She's not even going to make it to the Jesse interview.
Anyway.
That was the most soulful sound ever.
You know who Bruce Lee is?
Okay. Thank you. Plus one.
Leroy Johnson is?
Who?
Spike Lee?
Spike Lee, yes.
Never mind.
Did the brother you do at Best Buy look like him?
No.
What do you look like?
He kind of looked like you, actually.
Hello!
In another life. All right. So, getting back to what you wanted to say.
We did do the Stanley interview last night, and we did something for you guys there as well. And
do we want to mention it? Because we don't have it here.
I just want to talk about it and tell them that there is an opportunity for it. And we'll describe the rest of that on Monday. Monday night, we'll post it on the website. We had Stan Lee autograph a t-shirt. It is a Marvel t-shirt. It is an old school t-shirt. It has got not Iron Man. It's got a Wolverine, Spider-Man, and Captain America.
Yep.
And it is autographed by Stan Lee.
Why are we talking about this now?
Because
why can't you talk about
it
right before the interview?
Because I want to throw this out there to start people thinking.
Oh, so you want to get people horny to hear the interview.
Exactly.
Well,
this t-shirt will belong to one of our listeners.
Yep, pure and simple.
I listen to the show.
Yeah. One of the listeners. Well, that is a black man.
That is a black, which is all the rest of your listeners.
Hey, exactly. But we did get an XXL.
Yeah, we did get an extra fat guy because, well, we know our demographics.
We know our demographic, you know.
Anyway, this shirt will belong to one of you, and we will tell you how Monday night on the website how this shirt will belong to one of you, and we guarantee you will get it because, well, it's too big for me.
And because I'm the one doing the mailing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we know if we want to get it done, give it to me.
So, okay, that's enough of site news and show news. Let's talk about some stuff.
I don't know. Do you want to cut to a break real quick, kind of rebound, and then come into all of our bits and stuff?
Sure.
And all of our topics?
Sure,
all right. So you're listening.
You're the boss. I mean, we'll get to you.
No. We had this conversation, you see. Murphy, Murphy called me, and I said, hey, send me your one question. He gets all butthurt thinking I'm trying to push him out of his own interview.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because he forgot that I had all these other questions.
I didn't forget. I just saw on the website we only had one on our form, and I didn't realize that you had gone other places to solicit questions.
Actually, yeah. I decided because we only have one or two people that actually know how to use our form. I went to KC Host, and I also went to LV Rocks forms just because, hey, those are our, no offense to anybody else, but two of our biggest syndicates. Biggest push, and we've been with them the longest. So,
now
posted just, there and got some extra questions.
Now, just because I'm a little competitive, how many questions did you get from your trolling?
My trolling, I only netted about 10. However, I did not cheat like you did.
I didn't cheat.
Did we use any of yours?
No.
Okay, that's enough.
I got about 300.
Damn.
From Fark. So, at least the hit count went way through the roof because we were on Fark's front page.
Yeah, we were there for a little bit, and it was nice. But, yeah, most of the ones on the Fark page, I didn't like them. A lot of them were kind of... how do you feel about people accusing you of stealing all of Jack Kirby's ideas? Things like that.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's going to either be Stanley or Jack Kirby. Me, I'm both, but hey.
Yep.
All right, so you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Okay, she isn't quite trained yet. We'll go with you.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll
be back
in a moment. We'll be right back. Alrighty, folks. Nice. We're back. Thanks. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spakewagon Radio.
Jesus.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you got to understand.
That's a plus mark.
Let's hear yours.
The black man likes Bukkake.
Do it. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Wow.
She just choked. That's a plus mark. That's a plus mark. You got to give a plus mark.
I told you my load was big, girl. I mean, what the
don't want to drown a white girl. That's a
isn't that a felony?
Didn't I mention before that I have a tendency to throw up? So
that's why you aim for the face, dude. Just
anyhow,
not the eyes.
Let's be polite. All right, so why don't we cover into some geek news here before we get into everything else?
Yes, please. Let's.
Or are we?
I've got my Britney Spears poster in my mother's basement. Let's do some nerd news.
What are we going to discuss?
Actually, we're
going
to discuss user-generated content sites like Dig.com.
Oh my god, love conversing about that.
I really like the Dig API. I think it's an actual very...
So, as the whole thing here going on...
He doesn't like it when I do my trench impression.
Yes. It's too close to home. It hurts. Hey, wait a minute. This is a topic you wanted to discuss,
Murph. It definitely is, because any time that a site goes down in fucking flames, it just amuses the shit out of me.
So, why don't you tell people how it went down in flames?
Well, late last week, or was it early this week?
It was early this week.
Early this week, a little piece of information came out, and it's the CD key, or excuse me, the
HD high def DVD key that allows the unencryption of the actual signal from the DVD and allowed to be played on
anything,
you know, a proper
player.
Any player.
Allows it to be
say
ripped.
That 100 times in a row.
Exactly, it's basically the way to defeat the security for the HD DVDs. Now, the really neat thing about this is no amount of patches, software updates, or anything like that can ever correct this. This key is out there in the wild, and they will never, ever...
They can't change it now.
...ever be able to stop it.
They cannot change it now. Hmm. It's too integrated into the system. But what happened was, is a user decided, hey, I have this information. I'm posting it to Dig. That user posted it to Dig, made a news, a legitimate, you know, news article link, you know, the whole thing like a Dig does, you know, a Dig site has,
Yeah, makes a link to it, and
well, what happened was, is it got 15,000 hits. I mean, 15,000 digs really quick, which means that other people actually said, I dig this, so they click a little button, they vote, and it goes up in popularity. The higher it goes in the popularity, the more people actually get to see it, because it hits the front page, and so on and so forth. Well, what had happened was, is the moderators and administrators at dig.com saw this, realized what it was, and nuked the article, and banned the user. Just nuked them,
fairly
banned
simple.
Them. Fairly simple, fairly benign, you'd think. Well, once that happened, then someone else posted something similar because a lot of people were getting this information, so everybody started posting. They started nuking and banning. Now, and one little thing you have to understand, a little bit of background. Money comes into Dig from advertising and sponsorships and things like that. Well, yeah, the HD DVD Consortium is one of the sponsors of Dig.com.
That's right.
Well, when the user base, which is a completely, you know, everybody is, you know, submits stuff to Dig, makes Dig what it is. When they saw what had happened, the fact that they banned and deleted these this post
for doing what they are supposed to be doing, and honestly, what was a, it's kind of hard to say, but I felt it was kind of a manipulation of their freedom.
Yeah,
the people revolted, and for the next 12 hours. Dig went into meltdown.
Every story that was submitted, you could have been, hey, I just saw Jesus in a piece of toast, and really was just a way for them to post
that code,
that key.
So there were thousands of these articles that got submitted, and with each of these articles were thousands of comments in each one, all with that key code, and the guys at Dig were just doing everything they could.
They were trying to shut down the site. The site actually crashed a couple times. Now, no one really knows if it crashed because of users, like just too many users all at once, or if it was Dig shutting it down, cleaning it out, and starting it back up. So what had happened, though, is for the next 12 hours, every single submission was this key. And it really wasn't because of the key. No, it was just simply because of the Dig administration and the Dig moderators.
We made you. You will not take it from us.
Exactly.
And we are going to fuck you. And that's exactly what happened.
So, I mean, and I remember calling in Murphy when this was going on. I'm like, dude, you got to look at this.
It was fantastic. I love watching sites like that eat themselves because the people who run it are all, especially the guys that dig, they're kind of high and mighty above it all. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we're dig, you know, we're dig. You can't do anything to us.
You know, you're right. And actually, Kevin Rose, the founder and creator of Dig, had to come back on and post a little link saying, hey, you know, da-da-da-da. But actually, he even did that kind of wrong.
What he said was totally asinine. He said, you know what? Dig is a community, and you know what? If they want to take us down for it, then that's what we'll do. We'll continue to let you guys to post this key. We'll stand behind you, which roughly translated into, don't take my fucking site! Ah! These guys slaughtered him. Yeah, they destroyed him.
Did
his
you realize
personal information was being posted in comments all over the site. People were going to fucking go to this guy's house. It was going to be awesome, and he did it out of fear of the community. The Dig community can destroy many things, and they're terrified that it will turn on itself and cannibalize its own site.
Well, it has already, if anybody ever goes to Dig. But let me get to this point, though. One thing he did wrong, and this is another supposed abuse of moderators and administrators on Dig, was anything that they post or anything they have the ability to bump it ahead of everybody else's.
Yeah.
And guess what they did with Kevin Rose's article or Kevin Rose's little thing? Right to the top, even though no one put it there.
Yep.
No one used or submitted. Now, yes, it is his site, and he does have a right to do that. But the logic or the mentality of the mob there was like, wait a minute, you shouldn't be able to do that. We should be able to have full control over the articles and over the comments and over everything. So that, I guess, will open it to the floor a bit. You know, what do you guys think about sites like Dig or Reddit or, well, any the new Netscape, which has very similar APIs where user-submitted comments, user-submitted content. You know, do you think there's a point where, yes, administration should step in or no? You built the site, you created it, let everyone else have free run. We'll start with Murph.
I think that sites like that, as long as they stay humble and they realize where their power comes from the users, they're okay. But as soon as they get full of themselves, like FARC did recently with their redesign, or like Dig did here, or even some of
Reddit even had the problem for a little bit.
Reddit had it for a little bit. Some other, you know, like Blues News got it for a while. As soon as you forget why you're at the top of the game, you deserve to be taken down and fucked like a monkey. Am I the only one that's seen that video?
Apparently so. All right, Decaf.
Well, I understand when you have sponsors paying your shit, especially if you're promoted the site that's destroying your own product. You know, I can understand why they freaked out from the business point of view, but the way they handled it was beyond shitty, and they got back. You know, what do you expect? You shovel the shit in someone's face, they're gonna shovel it back in, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, the users have more power over the administration when they get overpowered. So, you know, I think they just had what was coming to them. But I want to know, it's like, what is it currently? How's it currently? Is it like kind of resolved now, or is Dig still?
It's resolved. As a matter of fact, you go on a Dig, it's pretty normal now. Like the, you know, it's just normal news stories and normal comments. But I guess the point, you know, there was a point where they even had to shut down the site and, you know, and kind of clean up a lot of stuff because everything, everything was all just this DVD key, just so they could get themselves banned and just so they could point out to Kevin Rose and everybody else, this is our site.
Yep.
So, moving on.
Well, I agree that they've got to realize that where their power comes from is from the community, and especially the sponsors, though, too. They got to realize what they're getting into. So, if the sponsors have have something that's going to be exposed on the site or whatever, then they got to realize too that, you know, they can't control what that site does, because the users are the one that really controls it.
Okay, so let me ask this question then, and kind of go forward. You know, with user commented sites and you know, something like this melts down, you know, is it really? I guess I should say is, again, kind of maybe I'm just what's going on with there, guys? You okay?
Just talk.
Uh-oh. So, you know, I can't because you've taken away half my group.
Just yap. All right, just do what you do.
Oh, way to go, Murph. All right. So when it comes to user-generated and user-commented sites, I mean, everybody uses them. I mean, everybody has the comments and the MySpace and the stuff like that, but truly, though, is Dig wrong for doing this? I mean, it is their site. They did write it and put it together. I mean, why should they get totally blasted out of the water for shutting people down and deleting comments?
The reason they deleted the comments is because one of their advertisers got butthurt. That's what's wrong with it.
Okay, so who pays the bills, the users or the advertisers?
Doesn't matter.
Seriously, who pays the bills?
It's integrity. If Digg is going to maintain being a quote-unquote news site, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter who your advertisers are. If news is out there, news is out there.
Okay. So then should there be another way to fund sites like this?
Yeah. Unfortunately, not all of us are freaking Bruce Wayne.
A fictional character running around in tights. Got it. So, all right. They're having technical problems over there, so I'll throw it back over to you. I mean, should...
Well, I mean, like I said, the sponsors know what they're getting into, mm-hmm. and if they know that there's something out there, that news about their own product that's going to be out there, that's the risk they take to sponsor that kind of site.
Okay. So, you know, basically we're looking at risk management of, hey, give us your money, but the users really run everything, we don't.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
Sorry.
No problem.
Where's my pad? Maxi pad. Do you have my maxi pad over there? I'm bleeding.
Oh, God. Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Oh, God. Ooh, it tastes like...
Pennies?
Pennies, nice.
Tastes like strawberry
cream. So what were you guys doing over there?
I needed a phone number.
Ah, very nice. Okay. So anything you want to bring up to the table, Murph?
My balls hurt still. No, you know what? A couple of interesting things have happened this week. Over the last couple weeks, we really haven't had a lot of time to talk about a lot of things. But right off the top of my head, I'm still panicking over what almost just happened. So,
you lost the number, didn't you?
I did there for a second.
Nice.
I forgot that I went through and blasted out my email inbox. Whoops.
Oh, so you knew the black man when he cleaned out his shit, and his shit's just...
Exactly. That's how our show is. It really is a clusterfuck some nights. And
you guys crack me.
Tonight is definitely one of those nights. It is definitely one of those nights. I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and cut to a quick break just so we can prep for this interview?
All right. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, nice. Finally. Can we see a titty now?
Maybe later.
Woohoo!
Bye.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Murphy?
Spankwagon Radio.
Now, we have a phone-in guest, don't we?
We have a phone-in guest.
Let's bring them in. Hello.
Hello.
Ed.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being with us tonight.
You bet.
All right. Ed, actually, why don't you give the background here, Murph?
Well, Ed owns a coffee shop up in Utah. Now, it's in Taylorville, correct, Ed?
Yes, it is.
Taylorville.
Now, how far is that outside of Salt Lake City?
That's just a suburb of Salt Lake. It just kind of all blends together, but...
Okay. So, why don't you tell everyone what the big hubbub is going on up in Taylorville?
Well, I don't know how much time I have, but it started off where we were selling these greeting cards in our store that one of our customers made for us. He does photography. And we asked him to be, we asked him to come up with something a little more irreverent than what he was doing. So he went out and took a picture of the Angel Moroni, which is a statue on top of the Mormon temple, he's a golden statue blowing a horn. And so he took a picture of that, and he manipulated the picture so that the horn turned upwards toward the heavens. And then he showed a hand coming out of the clouds, pouring a pot of coffee into the horn.
Nice.
And that's kind of where it started. And then we used that image to put on a T-shirt. And they sold pretty well. And then the local newspaper here, the Salt Lake Tribune, they were looking for Super Bowl Sunday ads this past year, and they wanted something funny and unique. And I pointed to our T-shirt, and he said, "That's great. Let's do it."
Oh, nice.
So that was in the local paper, and there was a kind of a contest component with the ad, where you could vote for your favorite ad. And our ad won by a landslide, and by winning, we got another free ad. So we ran the free ad, but we ran it in the movie section instead of the sports section, and I guess that's when everything hit the fan. So so what happened was we got a letter sent to my home address from the LDS church.
Oh.
And my wife, she brought it in, and she goes, "I think you're in trouble." And I go, "It's probably my mission call." I don't know if you guys know about missions, but...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I said, "That's probably my mission call." And I open up the letter, and I go, "Ooh, no, we're in trouble." And the letter basically said that the image of Moroni is a trademarked image, and they asked us to cease and desist in using it. And I still had a huge inventory of T-shirts that I had with the image of Moroni on it, so I put it on my front counter, a copy of the letter saying, you know, "You might want to buy your shirt now because after this date, we might not be able to sell it." One of our customers called another local newspaper, and they came out and did a whole story on it, and it got even bigger. And so what happened was it actually made it all the way to the New York Times with our original image of Moroni, and we sold out of those shirts, and I did have to call the church. They're claiming it's trademarked, and so we didn't want to get in a big fight with them, so I told them, "Okay, we'll stop using the image, and we won't sell it anymore." Phone calls kept coming in from all over the country. "You've got to give us something. Give us something." So I'm not sure who exactly blurted this out, but we came up with another idea where we said, you know, "The Lord giveth and a church taketh away."
Very nice.
So what we did is we took the original image of the shirt with Moroni and everything. We chopped it off from Moroni down. That part is gone. And the top part's still there. You know, the hand coming out of the clouds, pouring coffee into a horn, that's still there. But then the caption takes the place of Moroni, where it says, "A church giveth, or Lord giveth, and a church taketh away."
Oh, my God.
And that is
so
awesome.
Then the original local newspaper found out about it, and they came out and did another story on it. And it hit all local news stations at that point, too. And caused just a little more controversy. And the thing is, we never even intended for this to happen. We just when we first saw the image, we thought, "This is hilarious. Let's do more of this kind of stuff."
That's some good comedy right there, I got to say.
Yeah.
That is. I mean, now, we have a few questions here in the studio. By the way, this is Trencher. The first question, are you Mormon?
Yes,
I am. I'm not a practicing Mormon, but I was raised LDS, and I even hold the priesthood, but I'm not practicing, no.
Mm-hmm. And okay, since you are Mormon, I mean, did you at any time feel that image or could possibly, you know, be that offensive to the church?
No. And growing up Mormon, and all my family, all my relatives are very LDS, and I even ran it by them, and they all busted up laughing. And so we never thought that anyone would be offended by it at all.
So now, here's the question, I guess, and I'm not trying to stir any fires with this one, but being someone who was raised LDS and has family LDS, how does it make you feel knowing that the church, rather than saying, hey, this is in bad taste, or saying, hey, you know, this isn't a good idea, they have a trademark on a religious symbol? How does that make you feel?
You know, I've gotten that question a lot because, you know, you can't trademark the image of a crucifix or Jesus on the cross or the Virgin Mary, anything like that. So it makes me feel like it might be a little overkill on their part. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just, again, we just meant it to be funny, and it does make me feel bad that if we've offended anyone, that makes me feel bad because that was never our intent.
Hello, this is Decaf. How you doing?
What's that?
It's Decaf.
Decaf? Hello.
Yeah, we actually have a host named Decaf.
Yeah, what's
up? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Decaf?
All right. Did you have any protesters outside your store?
We did not have any protesters, and to be honest, we only had a couple of phone calls from angry people.
What did they say exactly?
The main gist was,
oh, God, gee. Oh, God. Oh, golly. Yeah, please take the logo off.
Why did you do that?
No, oh, gee, willikers.
It was mostly, I think they were kind of, I don't want to say fanatical, but they were, they took themselves too seriously. They just were, how dare you do that? How dare you pour coffee down someone's throat that doesn't want it? How dare you? And we're going, wait, slow down. It's just.
So the hardcore
it's
Mormons?
It's just a spoof. We meant it to be funny. Yeah, And I don't know if I'd say hardcore Mormons, because we have a lot, more than you'd think, we have a lot of Mormon customers that come into our store. And they were cracking up. They love the T-shirt.
You're in Salt Lake City. Of course you do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But we had people, we have people say, hey, I'm as LDS as they come, and that shirt is hilarious. We had missionaries. I didn't get their names, but we had missionaries come into our store. And one of them, he ordered a milkshake. And which we also sell. And he looked up and he saw that. He bust up laughing. And he said, here, somebody take my picture. And he had a camera. He took a picture of himself in front of a T-shirt. He thought it was hilarious.
So this is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. So how has this affected your sales?
Business has definitely been better since it all happened. We sold out of the original T-shirt the day that it hit the media. And we're not able to make more of them because I committed to the church that we wouldn't make any more. So we aren't making any more of the original one. You can find them on eBay from what I hear, but we're not making any more of them. It's kind of sparked our creative juices, and we're having a lot of fun with it. We're coming up with some new ones too. I don't know how familiar you guys are with Utah culture and some of our weird little icons and quirkiness.
Oh, yeah.
But our next shirt that's going to come out is going to feature a bowl of green Jell-O with little coffee beans in it. And then the caption's going to read, how do you perk up green Jell-O? Just add coffee.
Nice. Now, this is Trencher again. I have another question. You're out about anywhere around town, and where are some of the places you may be seeing your shirt other than your store or people coming into your store?
we're actually seeing it all over the place. One of my employees was at a local restaurant here, and she was wearing it on a Sunday, no less. And one of the customers at the restaurant commented to her, like, you know, how dare you wear that shirt? And she turned around, and she's a pretty cocky employee of ours. And she goes, are you guys really good LDS? And they go, yeah. They go, what are you doing in a restaurant on a Sunday?
Ooh.
So
nice.
Yeah. And we understand one of our customers actually wore the T-shirt down to Temple Square. And he was asked to leave within 5 minutes.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why did you do that? He goes, I just want to see what would happen.
Fair enough.
I go, we don't want, I mean, we didn't, and again, we didn't create it to be mean-spirited, and we didn't create it to be in the Mormon space. But, you know, it was pretty funny that he did that.
It is. It's awesome.
I mean, it's kind of hard to fly right in the face of the Mormon church there in Salt Lake City. I can understand doing it maybe in like Cedar or Manti or even down in St. George.
Gosh, you know your Utah geography.
Well, I've spent quite a bit of time up there reluctantly. But I'm just, I mean, it just kind of it boggles my mind that the only recourse the church really had, rather than coming to you individually or even kind of in a nice way, they just came to you and wanted to hammer that cease and desist down your throat. Now, you've got some other T-shirt ideas. I'm just wondering, are any of your other ideas maybe as flagrant as the one that you're, you know, that you've gotten in trouble for?
I almost don't want to say. we do have some. We do have one or two that might get us in trouble again. In fact, I even ran I ran one by my attorney, and she's kind of doing a little research on it. So we are going to come up with some other ones, and some of them may get us in trouble. And that's kind of what I'm asking her about, is just to make sure that we, after we got in trouble with this first one, you know, how obligated are we to tell them we're doing other ones? So she's researching that, and then we've got just a lot of other ones that are going to poke fun at Utah culture. So you know, keep an eye on us, keep an eye on our website, because we're going to do some more stuff.
So if you did a T-shirt with missionaries on their bicycles without helmets drinking coffee, drinking Starbucks, would you get in trouble for that one?
I don't know. We do have a missionary idea that we're kicking around, and I don't think this one will get us in trouble, but my business partner and I, we've talked about maybe we might dress up as missionaries, be in like a dark room, pouring each other coffee, and all of a sudden a flash goes off, a camera's catching us in the act of doing it, and then our faces are, oh no, we're caught. So we're kicking that one around, and that one, you know, and I don't think that one will get us in any trouble, so we're probably going to do that one.
All right.
Now, you did mention that you talked to a lawyer. Did you talk to your lawyer about that image? Is it truly trademarked?
We did talk to our attorney before we actually produced any of this, and our attorney's opinion was that even if it is trademarked, it would be a very hard. It'd be hard to enforce it because they put the image of Moroni out. It's on top of their temple. People take pictures of it every day, but she said, "Is that a battle you want to really get into? Mm. Is that a fight you want to fight?" And we didn't, so that's why we took it away. But she said, you know, she kind of forewarned us what might happen, and she said the first thing they'll do will be to send you a letter asking you to cease and desist, and then it becomes your choice what you want to do after that. And that's kind of exactly what happened.
Okay. Now, Ed, one last question here for you, and switch gears just a little bit.
Okay.
Your business. So, of course, we know business is booming. You're selling the shirts. Any way people can order online, and are you going to expand outside of your hometown there?
Anyone that wants to order the new version of the shirt, give us a call tomorrow morning because we close in about, you know, about 15 minutes. We close for business for tonight. But you can call us tomorrow. Phone number is area code 801-969-2300. And we'd be more than happy to send you one. We just got a brand new shipment of them in, and they got a bunch of the sizes, a bunch of the colors. And our website is going to be justaddcoffee.com. And any new shirt we do, we're going to put on there. And no matter how irreverent it is, we'll put it on there until we're told to take it off. So if we do get in trouble for any future shirts, keep an eye on that. So they may become collector's items. That's this last one we've heard has become a collector's item. It's, like I said, it's being on eBay, and it's been a lot of fun.
Cool.
That is outstanding, Ed. So, guys, remember, that is justaddcoffee.com. And those of you that are up in the Salt Lake City area, stop in, have a cup of coffee, buy a T-shirt, you know, thumb your nose at the church.
Oh.
Ed, just want to say thanks for having you on. We really appreciate it. And you know what? We'll check back in with you in a couple of weeks and see how things are going, all right?
Okay, do. We appreciate it.
All right, Ed. Have yourself a great night.
Yeah, okay, you too. Thanks.
Wow, that was amazing that, you know, They copyrighted a religious icon?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem, I mean, in my head, I mean, I'm born, raised Catholic. I'm recovering Catholic now. I can't see, you know, a picture of Jesus, a crucifix, Jesus on the cross, and the little registered and trademark right down in the lower left-hand corner of the cross, you know? That's a Disney thing, you know?
Like he said, his lawyer said, it's not really, it is trademark, but it would probably fall under parody and fair use. Is this a fight you want to fight? And I can understand not wanting to, because if it got drawn out, the Mormons can make your life hell up there.
Secondly, how scary is it? They didn't send the letter to his work.
No, they sent
His home.
And you know what that means? They went through the church records and found it that way.
Exactly.
So, wow.
Which I think he got a victory anyway. I mean, the popularity, the news are, I mean,
oh, yeah, why
go to court? You already won.
Well,
I mean,
the court of public opinion says he won. Just look at it. I mean, if you take it so serious you can't laugh at yourself, you've lost. Because, yeah. I mean, we're talking about Mormons and missionaries and you know, non-practicing Mormons like there and that, yeah. that love it, you know, that thought this is great, but yet the church itself goes, you know, even the Pope kind of goes, yeah, I wear a pointy hat. It's kind of funny.
And I
you
drive know? In a plastic car. Leave me alone.
Exactly. You know, there.
And I was a Hitler youth.
Okay, that. Never mind.
You didn't know about that?
I knew he was a Hitler youth, but he was forced into it, remember?
Yeah, sure. Just like Jodie Foster.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what? Patty Hearst? What?
Never mind.
So.
Diana got it. She got that joke. That was a bad joke, too.
That was bad.
All right. So, you know, again, it's pretty scary when a religious organization has that much power. That's. I mean, that's bordering on Scientology scary.
Definitely.
Wow. Well, you remember my top 10 scariest lists, right?
Yeah, I remember
white
that.
People list. Yeah. Remember that up there.
Right there. Mm-hmm. So,
up there.
Good. You know, more power to Ed. And we want to thank you for the interview once more. So if you're out there listening, I think he may get this or the podcast.
I hope he does.
We definitely want to find out what happens.
And again,
though.
Check the website because I've seen the image of the shirt and the just add, you know, the Lord giveth the church taketh away shirt. Mm-hmm. That's some funny shit right
it
there.
It is. It absolutely is funny. So
that is some funny shit. So, wow. So that was Ed. And there's that. What's next, Trencher?
Well, what we need to do right now, we could either take another short little break, or we can find out how the date went. I'll leave it up to you guys. Because if she wore anything as close to what she's wearing tonight, that date had...
Oh, she didn't? Oh, she's shaking her head. So wait,
did you wear a turtleneck?
No, not quite.
So wait a minute.
I was coming from work.
Oh, okay.
So Josh doesn't get the boob shots, but I do?
We rock.
How awesome is that?
Did I say Josh didn't get any boob shots?
Whoa! Give me the phone.
All right, that's it. No, no, no. First, I want to hear from Diana. I want to hear from Diana.
And then we'll call Josh.
And then we'll call Josh. So, now, we know you guys were set to go out Saturday, but that fell through.
Yeah, that fell through.
So, take us down the timeline.
Well, then we were supposed to meet up on Monday, but I had to reschedule on Monday. So, then we were going to meet up on Wednesday.
Late night booty call?
No, I had to work. So, I'm always working.
It's probably the same thing at certain points in your life, you know? It's like, work's calling, gotta go.
So how was your booty call? Because I know you was lying. She hesitated.
No,
it was like a 5-second hesitation. Your booty call?
I am a good girl.
No, it was work.
I'm a bad good girl, so or a good bad girl, I don't know. So anyway.
Well, you just weighing the breasts on that one?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Exactly. Okay,
I know,
so.
They're kind of lopsided, sorry.
Why are you apologizing to us?
Can we see them?
No.
Damn it. Okay, so.
Patience.
I'm disenfranchised to acquiesce to your request.
U.S., this dude.
Okay, will you let her talk about her timeline?
So we were supposed to go out Monday, but we didn't go out on Monday. So then we were scheduled for Wednesday. And we met up at
Macayo's.
Mexican restaurant.
Mexican restaurant up on Charleston and Cimarron, I think.
No, Las Vegas Boulevard? No.
Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
Charleston.
I just like to say that's a bold move on Josh's part.
Mexican
restaurant.
Why? Why would it be a bold move?
Dude, do you know how hard it is to have a conversation while trying to retain refried bean farts?
Good point.
Exactly.
And there's no intimacy in that. It's like, come here.
Yeah. So, where is Carrie? Someone's asking where Carrie is, and they left. All right, so you met up Macayo's.
Yep.
And
we had dinner.
Dinner.
I hear the crickets coming out.
We had conversation.
Conversation.
What'd you talk about?
We talked about a lot of stuff. We actually have a lot in common, and the conversation didn't die. I was really surprised.
Shut up, dude.
Shut up.
Conversation, huh?
That's good.
That's
good. We were there for at least 2 hours. We about close the place down.
Damn, so. That's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Now, was it just polite, or was there something there?
It was polite. I don't know. You know, I'd like to know more. We weren't there for 2 hours, but you know, we got to know each other pretty well.
How many bad jokes did he tell?
A couple. They weren't that bad.
I told him. I said, Josh, when you go to date, just shut the fuck up. Just stare. Just be like a fucking.
You're telling
idea.
A dude that's a little awkward to begin with to stare and smile.
Nah,
that's fucking psycho
that
killer.
That freaked me out. That really freaked me out.
No, I didn't tell that. I just said don't make no jokes.
You're freaking me out.
Wait.
Oh, your eyes are gonna bug out of your head, man.
Murph is just sitting there staring and smiling, but he's got like this Jack Nicholson thing.
Couldn't keep it up, man. Uh-oh.
So we have basically we have the conversation. You get to know each other after you close the place down.
That's about it.
Oh, that's it? So you kind of just parted from there?
Yeah, we parted from there. He had a sore foot. So he didn't have
a sore foot?
Apparently from being in his mouth all night.
Oh, no. Oh, so let me ask.
He's a nice guy. Don't piss
off. Oh, okay. He's a nice guy. So, it's over.
So was there a spark?
He's a nice fucking guy.
No, he's not.
I'll be honest. I did not feel a spark, but that doesn't mean anything. I'd still like to, you know.
Mm-hmm. So was it a handshake, again? A hug, kiss on the cheek,
she
tongue down
hug.
The throat?
A hug.
I got
good,
a hug.
Good.
Were you
he
hoping
was
for more?
A very gentleman. A very gentleman. No, I wasn't expecting anything. So, you know.
Didn't even try and grab a tuchus?
Nope, he was a perfect gentleman.
Hey, he's not black. All right.
He was very nice. Aww. Treated me like a lady.
Aww. How
like
sweet.
All right. He is. He is very sweet. He's
so
very sweet, very
would
nice
you
guy.
Would you go out with him again?
I would go out with him again.
Very cool.
Well, you know, that's at least positive. And like she said, she wants to get to know him a little more because, come on, not everybody is as perverted as you two.
I'm not perverted.
Liar.
Us two.
Three.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, three. I'm trying to be nice here. We need a number, so why don't we go ahead and dial him up? Do you have a number? Can you write it down?
Can't give me the phone, man. I got it under white and nerdy section.
So now since we're doing this, let's talk a little shit about the girls who didn't quite make it.
Oh yes. Now we had the two sisters,
Jamie and Sarah.
Okay, you know what? Money grubber and whores. Okay, enough said.
You know what the best part about that is? They want to come back on the show in the next couple of weeks.
They're more than welcome to come back on the show.
We'll have some fun with that.
Yeah,
I think.
Definitely will.
Carrie seems really sweet. Kind of naive.
Okay, you know, not naive, but
stuck up.
Lying through her teeth.
You think she's lying?
Stuck up.
Something about, okay, first off, she, you know, you're 23, virgin. 4, 5 years old and you're a virgin. Bullshit. You look like that. Bullshit.
She just had a cock in her last night.
Was it yours?
Whoa!
That put Joe in there or that put Josh?
Put Joe.
Is that Joe or is that Josh?
Oh, no, fuck, I got the wrong number.
Wrong white boy.
Bro.
So, yeah, they were, Carrie, what I would describe as high maintenance. She's still sweet and fucking phenomenal tits on that thing.
Do you think
shit.
They were really real?
No, hell no.
Because she tried to say they were real, man.
No, real in the fact that they're there and not CG.
Oh, in other words, they exist, but they're not necessarily.
Exactly.
Got it.
Is her name Carrie? Because I think she lied. Oh, the number's right. The name is wrong.
Oh.
Because no, I don't think she told the truth about any fucking thing.
Hey, we're getting someone here saying high maintenance bullshit.
She seems
Is this Carrie in the chat room?
Uh-oh.
This is interesting.
It seemed she was a little high maintenance.
It did. Uh-oh. I mean, she seemed like an expert, but yeah, high maintenance, and I don't know, some things just seemed and felt like she was lying through her teeth. And
I think that might be Peeping Juan, because I know he wants to know about the shirt, because he desperately wants it.
Nice. Okay,
No, Carrie seemed nice, and she does want to do something later on. I think we may do something with her. The girls, the sisters, they want to come back on and do something. I don't know if we'd find any of them a guy, though.
I know a guy that's single, a really good-looking guy.
Dude, I told you I'm married. I'm not single anymore. I just act like it.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting him. Okay.
Yeah, we're working on trying to get him now.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, is Josh there?
Who?
Josh?
Big, Josh? Tall, white guy? Kind of nerdy, red hair?
No, you got the wrong number.
We've got all the wrong number. You sure you didn't knock him down and take his phone?
Jeez.
Oh, she hung up. Why don't you try that one
again? Why don't you try that again there, decaf? Because you suck at your own friend's phone numbers.
No, that's it. 3269.
Oh, that's okay. Diana's looking it up.
Oh, look at this.
Could you not say his number out loud on the
Yeah,
on
you
the
said
air
it out loud
douchebag?
On the air, you dipshit. They're comparing numbers. So
maybe you wrote it wrong.
Dialed it wrong.
Maybe I did. All
somebody
right,
fat fingered the phone.
Oh,
gee, what a shocker.
Number, did I say his number loud over? Oh, I'm sorry, man.
We'll edit that out in post.
He's going to get his
first. We don't have a post.
He's going to get his first phone call in weeks.
Let's try now.
Guy's got more rollover minutes than Jesus.
Okay, let's try this.
Let's see if this works.
I hope it's not the same person.
Hello?
Is Josh there?
Speaking.
Josh, hi! Oh. This is the guys at Spankwagon Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Just watching a little King of the Hill. Just got home from work.
Are you in your underwear yet?
Not yet, I tell you what.
I tell you what.
Are you fingering the cat?
Is he? Are you finger banging the cat, Josh?
No, but he is happy to see me.
Oh my gosh! All right, now Josh, we just had a phone call from Diana.
I remember her.
Yes, we talked to her about the date, and she had some interesting things to tell us.
Uh oh.
And we were wondering what your opinions of the date were.
She said you had a Vienna sausage, dude.
Dude, what? She swore though they were tube socks. What were you doing?
Did you stuff your pants, Josh? Really?
Just a little.
Yeah, Josh, a potato is not a little.
What are you talking about, potato? That boy probably used a yam.
That's only because decaf ate the last of the watermelon.
Oh!
All right, so tell us about the date.
So what'd you do? Give us a timeline.
Well, my original plans fell through on Saturday just because.
Yeah, we know that part. Fast forward.
Stuff, but anyway, we just met for dinner, and we went to Macayo, one of my favorite places, and we had a really nice conversation, I think. It was, I wasn't running. It wasn't one of those dates where you're wondering what you should say next. It was like conversation kind of went naturally. And so I think it went pretty well. It was more like just a getting to know her kind of thing than actually like going out and doing something.
All right, Josh, let me ask a question here then. A couple things that
we were wondering.
First off, Mexican food, kind of brave, you know, especially if you're trying to hold back the refried bean farts.
kind of what?
It was a brave move going to a Mexican restaurant, dude, because there could be some bad gas coming out of there.
Yeah. I thought of those things, but I just figured it was more of a, a get to know one another anyway kind of thing.
So you might as well fart early on in the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
So you was thinking that it wasn't as expensive as getting a steak, but it wasn't as cheap as McDonald's. So you kind of in between.
Oh well, I wasn't really thinking of money, honestly.
Sure, you were, Josh. We all are.
Oh yeah. All right. So you went to Mikhail's. Lots of conversation. Did you try to grab her butt?
No.
Did you try and put a move on her at all?
No, not really. I gave her a hug goodnight, but I didn't.
Did you masturbate later on?
You can tell the truth, Josh.
Because she has a nice rack, dude.
Dude, she's got some nice tits, dude. Did you rub one out?
I did get a glance at her bra.
So you got a glance at the bra. Now answer the question. Did you go home and fuck the sleeve of your favorite jacket? Did you beat the one-eyed Wonder Weasel?
Well, not.
Were you stroking it?
Not right afterwards.
Not right after.
You had to warm up. You had to put on some soft music. A nice video.
Put on music that I like. I only have eyes for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, that funny you mention it like that because I'm sitting here going, he went to a restaurant he likes. Instead of asking her what she liked to go, hey, where would you like to go out?
Oh, why didn't I do that?
Yeah,
why didn't you?
I don't know. It just seemed like I hate to be
yourself.
Yeah. I didn't want to, sound indecisive. I just wanted to go somewhere that would be, and then she'd never eaten there before. So
he's showing a little manitude. That's all it is. That's all right.
Very good.
Yeah. We're going to eat some motherfucking Mikhail's, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you say.
I'm going to get some hard-hitting pipe niggas up in this bitch.
And your nice-ass titties. Shit.
Okay, so again, Josh, you're avoiding the question. Did you masturbate that night?
Yes, I did that night.
Yes.
Now, when you did masturbate, were you thinking about her? Or were you thinking about one of the other girls in the studio?
Let's ask this.
Ask what?
Josh, were you thinking about her, or were you thinking about one or all of the other girls in studio? Or were you thinking about my sweet ass?
Hey, if you don't think about Chris's sweet ass, you got problems, dude.
I couldn't be specific about what I was thinking about. Then this feels nice.
He was thinking about tax tables.
So you did beat one out. Now,
oh God, 1040
easy.
Was it a larger? You guys are hurting me, man. That was good. You good on that? Was it a larger than normal load?
Oh, okay. Enough of that. I don't want to know this stuff. But I got a question. How was she dressed? Did she dress up for it? Did she dress down for it? How did she dress?
She I'd say she just kind of dressed average for it. It looked like she just got out of work, kind of.
Out
thing.
Of work? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Peeping Juan in the chat room brings in the real idea why Josh went out there. Tequila gets the girls high. He was hoping for the tequila to kick in earlier.
How much alcohol was consumed?
Well, there are those occasions like when they ask what you want to drink and when they order a Pepsi or something. I'm always thinking, damn.
Very
most of the time they do just get a Pepsi or something, and that was one of last night. Yeah,
it's because they're afraid you're going to slip them a roofie, Josh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I do that.
Hang on a sec here. Now, so
what did you order to drink? If they drank a Pepsi, what did you order?
Oh, here, I'm doomed. I got a cherry 7-Up.
A cherry 7-Up?
Cherry 7-Up.
Wait. My daughter orders those all the time, but she doesn't call it a cherry 7-Up, Josh.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Josh?
Is it a Shirley's nipple?
What?
No.
He ordered a Shirley Temple.
Oh, my God.
Did you call it a Shirley Temple, Josh?
Well, I didn't call it. I called it a cherry 7-Up because I have some kind of...
testosterone in your system?
I have some dignity, yeah. actually, at Micaiah, they used to call it something worse, but this...
Did you drink like a bitch?
Exactly.
this is just between me and you guys and everybody on the radio, but they used to call it a kitty cocktail over there.
Jesus.
So Josh wanted a sip of a kitty cocktail.
Yeah, the tail. Yeah, don't repeat that again.
All right, buddy, gross. Now, was there a spark? Did you feel a little something going there?
Yeah.
Now, when you and I spoke earlier the other day, you said that you felt like you had a lot in common.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so she's actually seen every episode of The X-Files pretty much, so me and my vast science fiction.
So she's a nerd girl like you.
Yeah.
You're not a nerd girl.
I opened up the nerdy part of my brain, and I,
Josh, that's called every day.
I shared all my insights. And
that's cool.
That's cool, right?
Do you want to go out again? Do you want to go out there again?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, at the end of the day, when there was the hug, did you for a half second think maybe I should go for the kiss? Tell the truth, Josh.
No, I really didn't didn't want to think about it because I just get nervous about those things anyway. So if I just, don't think about it, then I don't have to. So I just gave her a hug, that's all.
All right, I'll find out the truth at 8:10.
What?
All right. All right, Josh, now, you know we love you, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to try and go out with one of the other girls before going out with Diana, or do you want another shot with Diana first?
I would go out with any of them that would want to go out with
Josh,
me.
Josh, answer the question the way it was asked. Would you rather go out with one of the other girls first, or would you rather go out with Diana again?
I think I'd rather go out with Diana again.
Wow, that's fairly cool. Now, Josh, you know we love you, and we don't do anything straight. We had to set you up. Diana's been sitting in the studio with us the entire time, so pretty much come up to the mic and say hi.
Hi, Josh.
Hey.
So why don't you tell us about the masturbating, Josh? I guess it's only fair. Diana, did you go home and masturbate, too?
Sorry. No, I didn't.
Oh.
Did you masturbate the body last Friday?
Why not? Oh, yeah. That's an excellent question, Josh. Why not?
She masturbated over me last Friday.
Actually, it was all three of you. Whoa!
She's a three-hole input girl. We got ourselves a winner.
Do we have to interview for the other? I am.
So
interview also conducts a physical exam. All right, moving on.
We don't use lube, just saliva. Okay, so we've got you now both together. Josh, yeah, we set you up. She heard everything you had to say. She had some very nice things to say about you. She said the conversation was great. She said you guys sat there for like 2 hours talking, which is really cool. She didn't tell us that she went into full-on nerd girl mode, though, and went onto the X-Files.
No, I didn't.
She didn't tell us about how she stripped naked and danced at the top of the tables, either.
Yeah, but that's Mikhail's. So you went into full nerd mode.
I tried to get her to do that, but...
Maybe next time, Josh. Maybe next time.
We were talking about X-Files the whole time. No.
Oh, so what did you talk about? You guys had a great conversation for 2 hours. What kind of things did you talk about?
What did you have in common?
Well, she's from Michigan, and my father is from Michigan, so we talked about Michigan sports teams a lot and how they always kind of suck.
Yeah, and, you're right.
Then
go Big Ten.
then we talked about you know, movies that we like and music concerts like that, you know, they would like to see. And of course I had to ask about like previous boyfriends and places like she'd been and stuff like that, and where she'd like to go.
All right. Now, Diana, mm-hmm. what did you really talk about?
No, that's it. We did. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, what kind of movies does she like?
One of her favorites is Goonies.
That's a good
you can't
film.
Go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that at all.
And
Sloth Love Chunk.
I can't think of any of the other ones she mentioned actually.
Way to retain, Josh. Way to retain.
No, you know what? He hit the big one. Always hit the big one. Everything else kind of fills in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's a big Peter Gabriel fan. That's kind of neat, I think.
Oh, I can't
very
sing.
Nice.
I can't sing the song either. Yeah. So, I was about to say it, too.
So now, guys, I hate to put some pressure on you, but we're so far at 100% for successful relationships, and the last thing we want is have our record tarnished.
Yes.
So you guys are going to go out again.
Yeah.
Josh, what is your regular pattern for when you'll put out on a date? Is it first date, second date, third date? When will you generally put out?
When will you be comfortable enough to put out?
Tonight.
Fantastic.
And Diana?
What's your general schedule?
You don't want to know.
Yes, we do.
Did they have to pass inspection?
No, see, okay.
We're all waiting.
I'm a reformed good girl, or I'm a reformed bad girl. So all right. I don't put out as often as I used to.
Okay.
So
lucky me.
Sorry. No, it's not just you.
Josh, remember, there's always chance for a relapse.
Yeah. She doesn't put out as much as she used to.
You know what? It's got to be worth it now. So
well,
I got to.
Well, that's.
Okay, now.
She wants a brass penis. Is that what she wants?
No, she wants one attached to a bank account.
No,
those were the other girls.
Oh, those were the other girls. Yeah. Got it. Okay, so let me ask this then.
Can we see your boobs?
Murph, shut up.
What?
Okay, Murph. Now, so you're not saying, but you're saying is it used to be first date, and now you kind of wait a little more. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and Josh is saying whenever he can get the roofies.
Well,
he's not saying no.
You know what? Then let's expand. Josh, are you willing to kind of wait it out and go at her pace and her schedule for this? Or is this the sort of thing where you need to get your dick sucked, you need to get sucked now?
I can wait.
He can wait. All right.
So
you guys planning on another date? That's really awesome. And it seems like, if anything, you got a lot to talk about.
Yep.
He'll bring her flowers. Yeah. She'll bring him lotion and a box of Kleenex.
There
It'll
you
be great.
Go. It'll be awesome. Or the sleeve of a coat. All right. Well,
never
Josh.
Tried that one.
Josh,
we love you, bro. And congratulations on not making an ass out of yourself in public.
So far.
And you ordered a Shirley Temple.
That's going to push the schedule way back.
I have a real, real important question, Josh. Real, real important.
Okay.
Are you going to rub one out tonight, too?
Let me check my planner.
Shit, I remember when I was single, I was beating off like a circus monkey.
What the hell? You still
I
do.
I couldn't go to sleep unless I rubbed one out.
You still do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're married and you still do, so shut the fuck up.
Did you ever rub one out and then wake up an hour later like, fuck, and then go rub another one out?
I didn't even fall asleep, dude. I just laid there and watched Lost last week.
I do own stock and Energizer, so.
Oh.
Josh, you have a little mechanical competition, apparently.
No. They can work in partnership.
Oh, there you go.
All right, folks.
A tandem relationship.
So, Josh, thank you very much, and we're glad to hear everything actually went out pretty well.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I owe you.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Look at that. Wow. She was so uncomfortable throughout all of this.
I was not.
Yes, oh,
was.
You were. She
eventually
had to pull all the way back. Even though we had her mic turned off, she pulled all the way back and was just looking down. She was just like.
I was laughing.
Oh.
It was funny.
That was
you know what? It's
you guys
really
are so mean.
What?
No shit. What are you,
said,
new?
We
oh, wait, she is.
We have never said one mean thing on the show. No. Now, we may have talked a lot of shit about people. We may have made people cry.
Yeah, you're right.
But we're not mean.
No, you're not mean. It was
Thank
funny.
You.
Bullshit, I'm mean. I'm an
fucking
asshole.
Cruel. Who are we
no,
kidding?
No, no, you're not mean. You're just a fucking asshole.
I made Brad cry and then remixed him into a gay sex song. Do you have that? That's always fun to play.
I have it, but it's deep buried. I didn't dig it up. Wow. So that's cool. I mean, that's kind of nice because, you know, now we're still Well, technically, it's still 100%.
It's still 100%.
I don't expect them to get married like Rooney did. No. But, you know, and it's still very, or Claude did. I mean, it's still pretty interesting, though.
I'm just waiting to see if she's going to put out this year. That's what I'm waiting for. Look at the eye roll.
She's already tired of your shit.
I know. Isn't it fantastic?
It kind of is, actually.
Not putting out to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're married, so yeah. It's kind of, you know, par for course.
Well, apparently that hasn't stopped me.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. And then the other one called you a whore.
Now, did you just want to reach over there and bitch slap her?
Not really. Slightly, but I can control myself.
Do we want to?
We never asked this.
What would we not ask?
What was your take on the other girls?
They're a bunch of whores.
Well, you know, the
what thought you gonna say?
You know, they were just so random. It just didn't. They just didn't.
Yeah,
random. What kind of safe word? That's a safe ass word, isn't it?
Well, no.
Just so
well, yeah, come on. Random. It was Murphy's booking, so it's going to be random. You know, Murphy books stuff. He just sort of. It's like going through the phone book,
except
the phone book's called MySpace.
Who's your god right now?
Well, you're my god right now. But the whole point of like booking for that was like, MySpace, click. We'll go with this one. You know, and it works out. It works out really well, but it's so fucking random.
You do realize how I got a hold of Grant Imahara, right?
Yes.
MySpace?
Yes. How did you get a hold of Stan Lee, though? Speaking of, we got a half an hour. You want to start playing and plugging that one?
It was, you know how I got that one? Just fucking pure random luck.
That was dumb luck that was.
It certainly was. I tell you what, let's take a quick break.
We don't have breaks ready because you told me no more breaks for tonight.
I didn't say no more breaks for tonight.
God damn you.
Just play something. It's all not right. Like it's the same. It's dude, it's fucking techno. It's oonch, 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 oonch.
All right,
for like
all right.
6 minutes.
All right, we'll go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Waggy Radio, motherfuckers.
We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, my goodness. We're coming back from this wonderful break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Wow. Okay, so this is the part everybody's been really, 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 really waiting for. And this is the part that I got to say again, Murph, thank you.
Can I tell the story of how this came about?
Go for it.
I don't think I told this. So about 2 weeks ago, I wander into Comic Oasis, mm-hmm. local comic book store by my house, totally intending to go behind my wife's back and buy yet another pack of Warcraft cards. And look, I'm sorry. I love the game. It's a lot of fun to play.
Hey, you've played it with your kids, so you know you can't beat that.
Yeah. And my wife, too. She kind of not so much on it. But anyway, so I wander in there.
Now, you need to get my wife playing the game.
Yeah, I know. And I'm talking to the cute girl who was there last night, and she's on the phone. She's like,
the one I borrowed the earbuds from.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, sorry. She said, yeah, we're going to have him here. And she's on the phone saying, he'll be here signing autographs. I said, who's signing autographs? And she said, oh, Stan Lee. I had a seizure, real small one, petite mall. I said, is your boss here? Pointed him out to me. He's on the other line. I go over there, wait for him. Derek, hell of a guy. Nice guy. Great guy. Just a comic book nerd like the rest of us. And I explained to him who we are. Man, what the hell's going on here? Explained to him who we are,
what we do.
Don't
get all choked up over it.
I know. And I said, look, is there any way that we could spend just a few minutes with Mr. Lee? And he's, yeah, sure, man, no problem. I'll get your information to the guy at the Palms. A couple days later, I get a phone call
from Joe
Girard at the Palms, or at the Brandon Theaters at the Palms. And we got it all set up, and it was kind of a little freaky at the last minute there if it was going to happen or not. But then, sure enough, we got the call yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go, guys. The best part about it is, though, they decided, I guess, at about a week in, that they were not going to do a press event. So he was going to do two interviews. And in the words of Stan Lee's people, we represented the fans. So we had us doing our interview, Comp doing their interview after us,
mm-hmm.
giving us the stink eye the entire time.
The entire time they give us stink eye, because here we are with nothing more than a simple hand recorder, really kick-ass hand recorder.
Yeah, a little DAT recorder.
You know, doing our internet radio podcast deal. We had no banners to hang on our table. We had no information to hand out to people standing around.
Nope.
But, you know, and they had their whole marketing machine going on. But here we are, the little internet radio show that could, interviewing who is considered an absolute icon, legend. I mean, any other way you want to put it. The man created modern comic books. He put into comic books what was completely missing before, which was personality.
Real life.
You know, whereas Superman never really had to worry about the rent, Peter Parker did.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a thing. He created these, you know, every Marvel film that, you know, has some influence. Now, not to a direct, because he didn't, like, create the Punisher, but Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, Captain America, X-Men. They wouldn't exist without this man.
Nope. Well, Captain America would, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, but really, he wouldn't, because Stan Lee had to decide to bring him back.
Yeah.
He had to make that decision. So we have our interview, and Murphy, we have it on the machine?
It's on the machine there.
All right.
So let's bring the mics down entirely. Let's just let them hear what we went through, and we'll all listen in.
All right. And
so, folks, again, remember, this is a web exclusive for Spankwagon Radio and for the internet. It was two interviews. This is it. Remember, this was live last night at the Palms inside the Brendan Theaters. And hit the play button, man. All right, guys, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. We are here live at the beautiful Brendan Theaters inside the Palms Casino Hotel in Las Vegas. And with us today is the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Stan Lee.
Mr. Lee, sir, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Chris. Yes,
thank you.
Mr. Lee, my name is Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Would you like to have a seat?
Pardon me?
Seat, Stan?
I have to sit down, all right.
I think they want to make you as comfortable as humanly possible.
I've been sitting for the past 3 hours. Let me stand up.
Okay, all right.
Well, sir, you know, we know your time is limited. We just have a couple of really deep fanboy questions we'd like to ask.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do or when I'm supposed to do it, so it doesn't matter.
Well, first we wanted to ask, you know, with the recent demise of Captain America, how you felt about him dying at an assassin's bullet rather than facing an enemy head on?
Well, I think it was more true to life. He's faced a million enemies, and this was unexpected, and it was very dramatic, and it is comics, so we never know if we'll find a way to bring him back again.
You know, it actually leads into one of our listeners' questions. We had listeners submit questions for you. How do you feel about the back from the dead scenarios?
Well, it depends how it's done. Like, originally, Captain America was killed in World War II years and years ago, and he fell in a glacier. In the 60s, I decided to bring him back, so I figured the ice kept him from completely dying. They thawed him out, and maybe somebody will feel that way about him later. I think if you can bring somebody back in a way that's believable, it's fine. But if you just do it arbitrarily, of course, then it's ridiculous.
Right.
We had another listener, Diggs. He wanted to ask, what was your favorite Marvel character that never made a huge commercial success?
I don't think we had any. They were all successful. I can't think of one, really, that wasn't successful. People have asked me that before, and I've racked my brains. Even the ones that weren't the very big ones, like Sergeant Fury or S.H.I.E.L.D. or Doctor Strange, they're all successful, and they're all going to be movies eventually, you know?
You know, speaking of movies, we've got a question here from one of our guys here. Actually, it was more of a comment. Dewey wanted to say that they're totally on the edge of his seat waiting for the Thor movie. What are your thoughts on the Thor movie and the upcoming movies that are going to be out soon?
I can give you the same answer for every one of them. They are all going to be spectacular. For example, the Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr. I mean, what an actor. And, of course, I've got a great cameo in that one. I had nothing wrong with this movie, of course. My cameo wasn't big enough. I imagine the fans must have been so disappointed.
Well, as a fanboy, I have to say the best thing to see was you and Lou Ferrigno arguing on The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, and the Hulk, when we were both guards or sentries, and we were walking out of the building. Yeah, oh, well, the director got a big kick out of that, too, because we made it all up.
That's awesome.
Now, Stan, we were wondering what you thought about Spider-Man Peter Parker taking his mask off for the Civil War series now and publicly proclaiming his identity to the world.
Again, anything we can do to surprise the readers and make the readers wonder what'll happen and how will it turn out, we've got to do it.
That is outstanding. I know we've got one more we want to ask. Juke wanted to ask, what influence do you have on the movies as a whole?
Absolutely none. You know, the movies are based on the old stories. But we have the greatest directors, the greatest screenwriters, the greatest producers. In no way am I going to butt in and try to tell them what they know better than I do. And yet I'm in a great situation. If anything goes wrong, I don't get blamed. If the movie is good, I get a lot of credit for it. So why would I change that, huh?
All right. Well, we got one request, one last request. If you could sign, we have a shirt and comics for some of our listeners and fans, and mostly your fans.
Fabric is hard to sign on, but I'll do the thing.
Could you pull it tight?
I'll tell you what, why don't I pull it nice and tight for you there?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Live. No. Pre-recorded from the Brendan Theaters inside the Palms.
Just want to say thanks to Mr. Lee for coming out and doing the interview with us, spending a few minutes with us. And
thank you to Comic Oasis for giving us the mega hookup. Joe and Derek.
Joe from the Palms,
yes.
And Derek from Comic Oasis. Big thank you to you guys for helping us out with this and letting us spend a little time with Mr. Lee.
And we just spent time with an icon, a legitimate, honest-to-God icon.
You know, I know I use the phrase the man, the myth, the legend himself a lot, but really there is no other individual that I can think of that really lives up to that moniker.
And how much fun. But you know what? We're talking about it here. Let's get out of this really frigid air conditioning. Let's get back into the studio.
Yeah, through the magic of radio. So that was it. That was our time with Stan Lee.
You know, it was really short when you really think about it, but man.
Hey, you know what? It was 5 minutes, and it was an awesome 5 minutes.
It's something you can say that you've done, that we've done, you know, as a show. So
how hard were you through to interview?
Oh, my God. I almost pissed myself. When I saw him walking up to us, and he was walking just to us, it's like...
Panic mode just set in.
What can you say? I mean, think about it. The one person that, you know, brought so much to pop culture right there.
right there in front of us. And what do you say? How do you say, I remember when you created Spider-Man, you know, he was
that
cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, you just sit there and you kind of like, ah. Mm-hmm. But actually, I do want to say this first off. A big thank you. The ones we did get questions from were Mott's, Diggs, Juke, and the comment from Dewey, who was a girl.
I realized I made that mistake.
Okay. Just want to point that out for the record.
Now, the shirt.
Oh, yes, the shirt.
The shirt that Stan signed. Now, the comic book was Trenchers, and it's going to him, and that's it. I didn't bring one with me because, for me, the experience alone was good enough. And we do have pictures, by the way. We have awesome pictures taken by John Boy, our new photographer. Yep. And those will be going up on the site real soon. But the shirt. Now, this shirt will belong to one of you guys eventually.
Yep, one of the listeners.
We're going to announce a contest on Monday. We're going to announce it on our show, we're going to announce it on our website probably sometime in the evening. There will be a contest, and it will be judged. We are leaving it up to you guys, but we're also going to throw it out there so as many people out there as possible find out about our show. Hopefully you guys know what to do and know how to spark our interests because you've got a little inside line on this. Mm-hmm. This contest is very much about your devotion to the show, to comic books, and to just everything that I guess Spankwagon stands for is the best way to do it.
Great. So we're going to get a lot of porn submissions.
That'd be fantastic.
Only if they're good looking.
I don't know. DK's pretty good looking.
I don't want to see his cock.
Again.
No, you're right.
Damn near took my eye out
last
time.
Speak for yourself.
Whoa! Oh, hey. And we still waiting to see your rack, so, you know.
Hey, Matt says, Dig says that was way better than his 30-second interview with Matthew Lillard at the Palms. So, yeah, Jimmy, we did get to ask, I have no idea who
you know,
is.
That Scooby-Doo. Recorder, I gotta admit, the recorder was the greatest thing.
That recorder came out really good.
Really?
It came out awesome. You heard every fucking thing. You heard the chips going. You heard the chips on the table. You heard the fucking machines going in the background.
You hear the popcorn popper in the background, you know?
That shit got
And Jimmy, we did get to ask one of your questions. I'm pretty happy about that. And, you know, we didn't set out to specifically ask questions from Jimmy or from Juke, you know, guys that have a lot in the show. It's just those were the questions that we felt were the best.
Yeah, they were some really good questions. There was a few others that were really good, but they weren't for that kind of an interview.
No.
It would have been like a 30-minute sit-down with Stanley to get some of those other questions out.
Yeah, and you know, we wanted to get deeper than we knew the guys at Comp would, but not so deep that the answers would be rushed.
Yeah. So it was a really great experience just to be able to do that, and wow.
So again, Monday, look on the site. Monday, I'd say Monday evening, we will have details on how you can compete to win the Stan Lee autographed T-shirt.
And just for everybody out there, you know, you're probably not going to wear it, but it is a 2XL. So
because we know our demographic.
Yeah, our demographic's kind of on the heavy side. Lord knows we are.
Heavy?
Okay.
Big fat guys.
Yeah, big fat guys. So it is.
Except for the dude from the Rocky Horror picture.
No. It did take four of the shirts to get that dude. So that's the shirt. And you'll find out more. It'll be up on Spankwagon Monday, probably Monday night.
Yep.
Where that'll be on there, and you'll understand when we put it up what we mean by devotion to Spankwagon, what we stand for, and so on and so forth. So got a few more minutes left in the show, about five more minutes.
Let's talk about the CRB, because
yes.
This is important stuff.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, let's wrap it up on this, too, because for those of you who have been paying attention, the last few weeks we've been talking about, having to change shit, like our format of our show, the music we play, you know, anything that we do play that's incidental music and royalty fees. Well, the decision to everybody has been contacting their congressmen, women, their senators, so on and so forth, talking about stopping the Copyright Royalty Board's new policy for copyright royalty fees. In other words, they were going to basically try to price internet radio completely out of business. There now is another couple month reprieve. Actually, another 60 days has been added to reprieve. It was set for May. Now it's set for July 15th. We have another 60 days before the new structure goes into effect. What that gives us is a chance to contact, or it gives you a chance to contact on behalf of any internet radio you listen to, a way to or a time to contact your reps, your senators, whomever, to say, hey, this ruling is completely unfair.
Now, there is a bill out there that has been put out to kind of combat that would allow internet radio stations to pay the same royalty rates the satellite radio pays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 7.5% of your total income each year.
And I make shit, so huh.
Exactly. 7.5% of zero is
so
zero.
If I buy things for the show, that's considered all, you know, expenses. Do mm-hmm. they give me money?
You know what? That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it? So we're looking at another really good reprieve. This is going to give us a chance to finally get a hold of lawmakers and say, look, you've just given so much power, so much control over an entire genre to one group of people who really don't have best interests in mind. Best interest of the artists, best interest of broadcasters, net broadcasters, podcasters, any of us.
Humans.
As a matter of fact, you're talking about, you know, the same company, SoundScan or whatever, SoundExchange, that has yet to pay royalty fees to several hundred artists, probably even thousands of artists who've never received their full royalties.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my goddamn check, motherfuckers.
Different check, dude.
It's in the mail. You're talking about a group of people or an organization that really, you know, they say they're trying to protect the artists, but really they're not. They're just trying to drive business because everybody's afraid of digital media. Everybody's out there, you know, is afraid of losing that control, that pseudo government control that they have, you know, that pseudo bureaucratic control. And if they lose it, you know, that's what they're fighting, because they're afraid of losing their money. So
I'm trying to find the link that Wild Westmar posted the other day about how the RIAA and the Royalties Board is trying to say not only do they collect royalties for everybody that signed up with them, they also collect royalties for everybody that hasn't.
As a matter of fact, I actually have been the one that posted that to the KC Host Forum about how what's happening here is they say that they have complete and utter ownership of every piece of music that will ever be broadcasted and played. In other words, if you're an unsigned band, you're an unsigned artist, they technically can claim that your music is licensed through them. Now, we know that if you're an unsigned band, I'm sorry, John from Take is in here and we play his song, the RIAA is not going to give him any money. None.
Hell no.
There's no money to give. No one paid for that to begin with on their side. No one paid for that to begin with on our side. It was free. It's not even a signed record. You know, it's not they're not to a label. So how can they claim ownership of that? So again,
they're douchebags.
Exactly. And you're talking about, you know, here they are trying to take ownership for something they don't own. So with that said, go to savenetradio.org to find out more, find out how to contact anybody and, you know, find out how to fight
Do your
this.
Goddamn part, people.
Because we're tired of doing it all alone.
Fucking fight for some shit. Jesus Christ.
All right.
I do not want to listen to Trench's bullshit techno that he makes at home on GarageBand every week.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to that shit either anymore. But to be honest, you know, you can only listen to it so much. So, we got probably only about 30 seconds here, so we got to ask Diana, can I see your boobs?
No, not today. Sorry.
Not today. Damn it.
Are the big nipples, little nipples?
Oh, they're big.
Dinner
plates.
I'm sorry?
Dinner plates.
Are they responsive? Nice.
Yeah.
The wind blows just right and you're poking a hole through your bra?
Yeah.
Nice.
How big are those girls?
Right now, they used to be double Ds. Now they're maybe C+.
So why are you blocking them now?
Yeah, why are you covering them up?
Because we asked. Oh.
Oh. Could you just give us a good cleavage, just crimp? Just. Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God, I'm having flashbacks as a baby.
And on that note.
Mommy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
We got a lot of people we need to thank this week. First off, Diana, thank you for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us come in the studio. Wow, she's hot.
Mad props to our friends at Comic Oasis. You can catch them here in Vegas. They're on the corner of Cheyenne and Rainbow, the official comic book store of Spankwagon Radio.
Also, a lot of syndicates to thank. LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, and coming here in 1 month, Arrow 97.1.
Hi, Brad.
So big thank you to all of our syndicates. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Damn, kill my mic already? Big
Sorry.
Daddy Decaf.
And thank you very much, Dana, for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We hope you make it past the actual interview parts to become a co-host.
And just on a side note on that, I hear a lot of water and a good cleansing soap can help get the semen off your breasts.
Got it. Thank you.
It works for me, too.
Guys, you have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Remember, we are live every week, and if you can't find us live,
find us in archive.
Thank you. And don't forget, we always need friends because Murphy has to book stuff.
Yeah, no shit.
Go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Become our friend.
Maybe we won't touch ourselves
as much. Well, unless she's our friend, and then I'm going to touch myself
all night.
I'll
touch myself all night.
God damn, those things are fantastic.
Good night!
Just want to...
Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.